It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, friends. It's great to be with you here at Bible Home Church. And, you know, every day is wonderful when you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. And today we've got some beautiful music for you. And then, of course, we're going to continue with our series on letters and the prophecies of Paul. And just a wonderful series because we go right to the Bible, to the Scriptures, and we see what one of the greatest prophets gifted by God, an early apostle, Paul, learned because he was taught by the greatest scholars of his day, but wise because he was instructed by the Holy Spirit, and then he was given this great gift of prophecy. And a lot of people just talk about Paul as the teacher and as the evangelist to the Gentiles. But I'm telling you, my friends, he was a prophet as well. And we're talking then about the prophecies of Paul. But first, I covet your ideas. And I thank you so much for your wisdom. And then, of course, if you have a prayer need, we would like to hear from you. We will pray for you. I promise I will pray. Just let me know what the prayer need is and the name of the person, maybe a loved one. And it could range from anything, a sickness in the family. Maybe you've been diagnosed with some terrible disease. Well, there's still hope. There's Jesus Christ. And even then, he'll be there to comfort you. We want to pray for you. So let us know if you have prayer needs. Maybe you have a loved one who needs to know Christ. Let us know that too. Maybe you're just fearful of the events that are going on in the world. Terrorism and murders and, boy, they just creep across the news on television and our newspapers every day. Well, listen, you have no reason to fear. There again, be comforted. And we'll pray for that too, so that spirit of fear will leave you. And yes, it will. Because God answers prayers. We do want to pray for you. So let us know your prayer needs as well. Then, of course, when you write to us, if it's possible, and if you're led to do so, then we need your financial support. We don't beg for money here because we don't have to. But you know that we need to keep this program going across the world, and we've got to have that old ugly stuff called money. But, you know, we don't need a lot of it. We need some of it just enough to pay our radio bills and be good stewards. You know, the worst thing in the world is for a Christian church to not pay its bills. And I'm telling you, I've actually gone and talked to various merchants and across America, and they've said, you know, churches cannot be trusted. They are the worst bill payers. They think just because they're Christian gives them some kind of exemption from having to pay their just debts. And that's embarrassing to me. I don't want anybody, and no one will ever say that about Bible Home Church. What we owe, we pay. And we go on a cash basis. Some people don't understand that. And, you know, we don't go down and get a loan at the bank. We don't have a mortgage on our building even. You say, oh, you must be rich. Are you kidding me? My friends, listen to me. If things keep going the way they're going, well, who knows? I don't want to say it, but we might be out of business and the business of teaching Jesus' gospel, the Great Commission, before he comes. Well, I hope not. We're not the richest church by any means. But if you want us to keep doing what we're doing, And that is, we don't spend much money on fancy things except the gospel itself. And you can't get any fancier than God's gospel, because it's the most precious thing. It's a treasure, my friends. It is the treasure of the ages. And we preach that. But we do need your help from time to time. And, you know, it is appreciated. And we'll send you back a letter of some kind letting you know we got your love gift. And so that's appreciated. When you send a prayer need, don't think that you need to send money to get prayed for. No. That's not what I'm saying. I want to separate those two things. If you want to give to this church, that's wonderful. To Bible Alone Church, we need your help. But don't get that mixed up with your prayer request. You know, some people think, well, if I put a $20 bill or a $100 bill or $50 or $5 bill even, they're more ready and likely to pray for me. That's not so. That is not so, my friend. We don't look at the envelope for money when they come in. We don't do that. We don't say, oh, well, this man gave $100. We've got to pray for him, but this other person only gave $2. Well, let's just put his aside. No, we don't do that. Everything here, all the mail is handled, believe me, is handled in the order in which it comes in. It's as simple as that. And, you know, that's biblical, because the Bible says we are not to be a respecter of persons. But I want to tell you something, my friends. I may not make a big deal over you if you give a love gift to the ministry, but I think you are storing up treasures in heaven. I have this suspicion that God will make a big deal of it. I'm not going to speak for God now. But the Bible does say he knows how to reward his own for faithfulness. It can be your faithfulness in prayer for Bible Home Church. It can be your faithfulness in contending for the Bible and for the gospel. It can be your faithfulness for helping us in financial things. But God will reward you much better than text bars ever could. Now, the cathedrals have a song, and this is a little unusual. You know, usually I like the slower gospel songs, but this one, boy, it's a little revved up there, but it's a story of a man who's found Jesus. And let me tell you, he just started living when he found Jesus. I think everybody can relate to this. So here are the cathedrals. I just started living. And then after that, our sermon for today.
In this world below, I'd be covered with trouble. There'd be no place to go. But when I met Jesus and started believing, I got filled with his love, cleansed by his blood. I've just started living. Changed my direction, washed away all my strife. I'm a newborn believer, it's a holy infilling. The Lord's getting lighter, the days
I taught at the University of Texas. We had 1,600 professors, instructors at one university. Can you imagine a university so pitiful that they had 1,600, 1,600 instructors and professors and lecturers at the University of Texas in Austin, where I was on the faculty for 5 years? And let me tell you, they come in all kind of stupid flavors. They're like a Heinz 57 or whatever is the ice cream that has all the flavors. They'll want to tell you. And you know why they're all stupid and ignorant? Because they don't accept the Word of God. You know, you get a lot smarter. You can have a third grade education, but I'm telling you, my friends, you get a lot wiser the day you accept Jesus Christ and believe in His Word. Suddenly, everything becomes brighter to you. Your brain begins to function a lot faster, and the world is organized, and you understand what is true and what isn't. It's amazing. Must be because the Bible says that no man needs to instruct you, but the Holy Spirit will instruct you in all things. And I'd rather have the Holy Ghost to be my instructor than some stupid doctor who got a degree from some other stupid university like Harvard or Yale that's so politically correct. You know, the guys wear starched iron pants every day because they've got to spout the newest liberal line or they'll rust up. Well, in any case, we're going to go and explain this to you here. It's so simple that I don't understand why some people miss it, but they're preaching all over the board on this one. It's pretty simple to me. Don't let anybody deceive you. By any means. For that day, the gathering of the saints will not come except there come a falling away first, an abandonment, a forsaking of the truth, a falling away from it. Apostasy. That's where that word comes from. Apostasia, and we just call it the great apostasy. And the Antichrist is revealed. Of course, he would come right on the heels of the falling away. When there is a great falling in and people believe in the truth of Jesus Christ, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, cannot come forward. Too many people understand and know the truth. But as those people die off, and the saints go on to be with the Lord, and a newer generation comes upon this earth, and I believe it's here now, that have rejected the Word of God, and they have 1,000 new versions, all that are blasphemous, and have omitted many things even pertaining to the character of Jesus, and stripped the power of the gospel from the Bible, and they'll believe anything their false teachers in the pulpits tell them. And thus, the way is paved. The falling away has occurred, and then that man of sin can rush in, the Antichrist, and they'll believe him instead of Jesus and his word. And that's ready to happen today, my friends. They're ready to believe anything but the truth. They'll believe whatever CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN tell them. They've fallen away from the truth. And once you've fallen away from the truth, you'll believe the lie. And hey, you know, that's interesting because that's exactly what it says. For this cause, I'm continuing in 2 Thessalonians. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. What cause? What did they do that caused God to send them a strong delusion? It says that they should believe a lie. They will believe the lie that the Antichrist is truly the Christ. He's their Messiah. Why, the Lord has come again, they'll say. But of course, it'll be a man incarnated by the devil. But they'll believe he's the real one. They'll believe a lie. Why? Why would they believe a lie? Because God will send them strong delusion. But why would God do that? For this cause. What cause? They've fallen away from the truth. You see, this is the way God operates. Listen to me very carefully. Here's what Paul is telling us. Number one, God comes with the truth. Okay? He doesn't send the delusion. He doesn't send the lie. He sends the truth. Jesus. The gospel. Preachers. We tell the truth. You tell the truth. You go to your neighbor and you say, this Bible is true. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Believe in him. Whosoever believeth in him shall be saved. But they look at you like you're crazy. You're some three-headed monster. Oh, you're so horrible, you old uncouth fundamentalist. Get out of my sight. This weekend at our Presbyterian church, we're having a Buddhist monk come in and lead us in meditation. Such a wonderful, loving man. Why, at our Episcopal church last week, we had a Catholic priest in the pulpit. Isn't it wonderful, the unity of the brotherhood? And now you're telling me these things? Oh, I don't want to see you. Get out of my sight. They've fallen away and abandoned the true faith of Jesus. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, let me tell you the ultimate lie. Do you remember the lie in the Garden of Eden? Oh, that was it. The serpent deceived Eve, and then she brought Adam into it. They both believed the lie. Surely, says the serpent, you won't die. Hath God said you'll die? Surely that's not so. Why, eat of the forbidden fruit and you'll become like God. You'll become deity, divine. All the powers of God, all the knowledge will be yours. Hath God said? Don't believe God, said the serpent. And now he comes today. He gives people the Bible. God has given people the Bible, but the serpent says, did God really say that in there? Oh, surely that's not true. Did God say there was only one God to be worshipped? Have no other gods before me? Oh, don't worry about that. God comes in 1,000 different names and flavors. Why, you yourself are divine. And if you choose not to worship any God, why, God would never send you to hell. He's such a loving God. I mean, the God that has 1,000 names and comes in many varieties and shapes and has many different sets of Bibles and scriptures and holy books throughout the world, everyone being different. Among the Zoroastrians and the Jains and the Hindus and the Buddhists and so forth. Well, God loves everyone. God is the father of all religions. You say, I don't believe that. The devil and his people say, oh, you're so bigoted. You're so narrow-minded. You're so straight-laced. You are the hater. It's people like you that make this world a terrible, wicked place to live in. You're the religious right. You're just like the Ayatollahs. You're just like the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. You Christians who believe only you know the truth. Let me tell you, my friends, you can look at them and you can know, I want this bit of scripture to reverberate in your brain, in your mind. As they're telling you these things, as you're reading these things, as you're being told to shut up because of your narrow-minded views, listen to me very carefully. When you look at these people, listen. This is the message God has for them. For this cause, because they receive not the truth now, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie and be damned. First comes the truth. They say, no, I will not. They're willful. And then God sends a delusion. If you won't believe the truth, I'll just send you a lie. You'll believe it. And they do believe it. And they are damned. Now, I am so amazed that there are preachers today who are so stuck on their false doctrines that they try to explain away this verse. Now, let me tell you one way they do it that is sickening and disgusting. Two men that have done this is Dave Hunt of the Brian Call newsletter and Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel. Now, let me tell you what Hunt said in his newsletter and what Chuck Smith, of founder of Calvary Chapel, said in his book Snatched Away about the rapture. Here's what they say. They say, well, this falling away word needs to be explained a little different than Tex Mars would explain it. The falling away, why, that's the rapture. When you fall away, you're falling away from the earth. That's the rapture. So here's how they explain it. They say, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, that's the gathering of the saints, coming of Jesus, shall not come unless there come a rapture first. And then, after the rapture, the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition. Oh, see how they've changed things? But does it make sense? Let me read it to you again. And let's put their word, the rapture, in place of falling away. Because they say the word falling away, it doesn't mean abandonment of the faith. It doesn't mean forsaking of the truth. It doesn't mean apostasy. It means a falling away from the earth in the rapture. Let's read it to you again now. For that day, putting their word in, for that day, that's now the what day? The day when Jesus Christ comes again. The rapture. That day, the rapture, shall not come until there is a rapture first. Does that make sense to you? The rapture will not come until there's a rapture first. Right away, we got a problem. The rapture won't come until there's a rapture first. I think we got a catch-22 situation. Remember the movie in the book, Catch-22? The guy wanted to be discharged from the army. He went to his commanding officer, and the commanding officer said, well, you have to be crazy, you have to be insane to get a discharge from the army. The enlisted man said, well, I am crazy. He said, well, okay, well, if you're crazy, you can be discharged from the army for mental conditions, for mental instability. He said, okay, well, how do I get that discharge? He said, well, you have to apply for it. Here, fill out this form. Because that's a requirement, too. You have to fill out the form.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on the prophecies and the letters of Paul.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.